This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. The main title sponsor of the show is Fordham Resources. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. I am the capitalist evangelist, as all of you know. So I'd love to introduce you to an all-American company with a great all-American story. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, who will be on the show next week. He's on a road tour as we speak right now, but he'll be back next week, and he'll be on this show, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Repeat, ticker symbol FTMR. Thank you for sponsoring the show. So I was on a tangent about Mitch McConnell when we left hour number one, and I was saying how he's got both the devil and an angel on his shoulders, or that he himself is both the devil and an angel. And the angel part of him is the part that keeps getting us great judges. And now he's triggered the nuclear option to get us more great judges, federal appeals judges. Very important. Very important to the future of America. Thank God for Mitch McConnell. Then there's the guy I curse and say, I hate you, Mitch McConnell. And that part is the Mitch McConnell that just yesterday said, we are not going to undo Obamacare. And today says, we're not going to close the border. And the reason why is because he's a corporate guy. And the judges are good for big business. Conservative judges will always be pro-business. So he's willing to vote or support or get in any way possible, come hook or crook, conservative judges. And that's good. I love him for that. But not because he's on my side or your side, because he's on the side of billion-dollar multinational corporations. But when it comes to issues like the open border, he's not on our side, because those same multinational corporations, billion-dollar corporations, all want open borders because they want cheap labor. And he would never allow Trump to close the border. He's screaming and freaking out, and I'm sure he'd demand that Trump can't do it. The whole Congress will go after Trump. They'll censure Trump. Who knows what they'll do if he closes the border? Of course Trump should close the border. Of course we need to close the border with Mexico. Of course you need to seal off all these thousands of refugees coming in. Of course you need to bring Mexico to its knees and kill their economy. But see, in order to do that, you'd also hurt the American economy, and those are the donors who support Mitch McConnell and the Republican National Committee. So they can't let Trump do it. He says closing the border would have a catastrophic effect on the country. Unbelievable. No, what's having a catastrophic effect on the country is your Senate and the House doing nothing and allowing thousands of people every day to march into the country. Even Obama's former Homeland Security guy, Jay Johnson, even he says it's a massive crisis, the likes of which he never imagined, 4,000 people a day demanding asylum. And at the same time this is happening, so it is good news, it's great news that we're using the nuclear option to get judges in. But that's really the only big thing. The only really, really big thing that Trump has done right other than the tax cut. But that tax cut did almost nothing for the average person. It was great for big business. It was great even for medium-sized business. It was great for the people that work for big business and medium-sized business. It was great for anyone who owns stocks or has an IRA account. Okay, so it was good for America. It was good for jobs. But it wasn't good for the average individual who's middle class, working class, or actually owns a small business. It did very little for all of us. Matter of fact, quite a few of my friends live in California and New York, and they're big Republicans, and they're like, he killed us because he took away our ability to deduct state and local taxes. So he just killed us. So he's got to do more. But there's always someone standing in the way. It's usually the Republican Party. It's the Democrats hand in hand with the rhinos standing in the way of doing all the things that need to get done. We need to kill Obamacare. We need to cut taxes for individuals. And we need to close the border and build a wall. And hand in hand against us in every one of those are Democrats and rhino Republicans. I'm sure rhino Republicans will stand hand in hand with Democrats and say, you can't have that tax cut for individuals that Wayne Reed wants. Country's bankrupt, can't afford it. Really? It's bankrupt because of the spending, not because of the taxes. There's plenty of tax money coming in. It's the spending that bankrupts this country. That's done by Democrats and rhino big government Republicans. Anyway, at the moment all that's going on, House Democrats have sent their long-anticipated request to the IRS for President Trump's tax returns. And it's going to turn into an explosive battle between Democrats and the Trump administration over the president's personal finances that will wind up in court, most people believe. What right do Democrats have to demand tax returns of the president? They don't. There's no law in the history of America that demands tax returns from a president. And at the same time that's happening, House Democrats vote to subpoena the Mueller report. The House Judiciary Committee, commanded by Jerry Nadler, another nutcase, mentally ill Democrat, just obsessed. What did I say to Bill O'Reilly? You'll see it tonight. I've got two dogs. Dogs love their bones, right? You can't make them drop their bones sometimes. They just won't let the bone go. Even after they've eaten it and eaten and eaten, it's disgusting and there's nothing left of it and they're drooling. You can't get the bone away from them. They'll kill you. The real, you know, wolf instinct comes out and they want to kill you. They growl at you to try to take their bone away. That's Jerry Nadler. That's Adam Schiff. They won't let go of their bone. They're drooling and they're growling. Mentally ill nutcases. They won't take no for an answer. It's a fact. Mueller exonerated and vindicated Trump. But they won't let the bone go. House Judiciary Committee passed by a margin of 24-17 the resolution authorizing subpoenas for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report as well as its underlying evidence. All right, let's get back to how crazy Democrats are. So Beto O'Rourke now backs the idea of slavery reparations. He didn't originally, now he does. Oh, here's Omar. This is the one I was looking for to start the show. The border is overflowing with migrants. CNN is finally covering it. We hear from officials at the border over and over the crisis at the border is the worst it's ever been, and they're at a breaking point. Obama's former DHS secretary agrees. Everyone is overwhelmed. There is a crisis. Yet anti-Semitic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar still accused Trump of lying about the emergency at the border. Trump sent out a tweet this morning. He said Congress must get together and immediately eliminate the loopholes at the border. If no action, border or large sections of the border will close. This is a national emergency. And Ilhan Omar answered back on Twitter, this is a fake emergency! Exclamation point. Donald Trump is lying about the border in order to build his monument to racism. Ilhan Omar. So they're calling him a liar when all evidence agrees with Donald Trump. It's amazing how insane liberals are. Speaking of insane liberals and insane liberal women, Stacey Abrams of Georgia, my election was stolen, we won. Wednesday at the National Action Network's convention, of course that's Al Sharpton's convention, every Democrat is marching up genuflecting to kiss his ass. 2018 Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, who lost, said the election was stolen by a Republican gubernatorial opponent, Brian Kemp. Abrams said, we had this little election back in 18, and despite the final tally and the inauguration of the situation we find ourselves in, I do have a very affirmative statement to make. We won. Yeah, discussing why she chose to concede, she said, I understand the law of the land. Said Brian Kemp became the governor that day, and I acknowledge that, but you can't trick me into saying it was right. It's all about voter suppression, she said. In response to what I believe was a stolen election, and I'm not saying they stole it from me, she said, they stole it from the voters of Georgia. You know, Donald Trump won in 2016, and the election was stolen from him. He won, and it was stolen. Democrats cheat 10 points. I said this to Trump backstage during the election. Democrats cheat 10 points. So you got to win every election by 11, or it looks like you lost. And she has the nerve to say we suppress voters. Really, how do we suppress voters? We didn't allow a few illegals to vote? Is that what we suppressed? We didn't allow every dead person to vote, every illegal to vote? Here's a good example of what commies in the media are. I should have let off the whole show with this, because this has to be my favorite commie comment of the day. Christiane Amanpour of CNN. It's really quite amazing. She gave an interview yesterday, and she was with James Comey. And she couldn't believe that the FBI allowed Trump supporters to chant "lock her up" at Trump rallies. She said this is hate speech and believes people should have been arrested, silenced. How would you silence them? Arrest them, FBI. She says "lock her up" was a huge feature of the Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, she says to Comey, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous, that it could have caused violence? Talk about fascism. Talk about totalitarianism. Talk about dictators, communist dictators. Can you imagine? You're not allowed to say lock her up and everybody laughs. It's like a big comedy routine. We all said lock her up. We all meant it, but it was still funny and entertaining. I led the crowd 7 times. Hey, Christiane, arrest me. My hands are out. Lock Wade Root up. I actually said the words lock her up. Lock me up. That's the new chant. Lock me up. Lock me up. What's the crime? I said something Democrats don't like. You don't think these are sick people, huh? Sick, mentally ill people who have a need to control every word that comes out of our mouths and shut us down on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe it. Your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
And you wonder how real people think? Here's how real people think. My friend Ken, he's not my friend. I mean, he's a listener, but he emails me all the time and texts me all the time. He's a good guy. So all my listeners start to become my friends when you text me 12 times a day. Start to think it's my friend, but I've never met him. His name's Ken. He says, "War, oh hell. If we close the border down, we won't have any guacamole! Exclamation point! What a tragedy!" Ironic, isn't it? The fields in California where avocados are grown were shut down years ago by the tree-hugging pukes on the left because watering those fields would jeopardize a guppy. How stupid are these idiots to pull all this crap so that America can't be self-sufficient anymore, and we have to depend on the rest of the world for the things that should be made and grown here? They piss me off to no end, Ken. He's right. There is. That sums up how conservatives feel about how stupid this all is. And why should we care about the border being shut down so there won't be any guacamole for a week? Who cares? All right, here's something that's made in the USA. My doctor suggests they're the sponsor of this show. You'll remember they were the sponsor of this show August, September, November, December, January, and then they took February and March off, and they're back now in April. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests, proving the power of the War brand. People leave, but they always come back. It's kind of like the Hotel California. You can leave, but you can never really leave. So I have a voice problem. Everybody knows that. My voice gets hoarse, or at least it used to get hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk radio host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV, and I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. And it's kind of a thing of the past because, I still have a hard time. Last week I gave a speech at a Republican women's event, giant crowd, wonderful people, Southern Hills Republican women's event. And when I got back to do the show, I could barely talk. But then in between every segment, I sucked on my colloidal silver lozenges from My Doctor Suggests, and I made it through the whole three-hour show, and the next day I was perfect. So, I mean, you know, my voice still goes out if I do a lot of talking into a microphone in front of a crowd. You know, I get very animated, and my voice goes out. Let alone then you have to come home and do a three-hour radio show. So I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and get 20% off because War sent you. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Promo code USA Radio, get 20% off. All right, good people. Good people. So, I mean, you know, look, for me, the biggest news stories of the day were this Mayor Pete Buttigieg, or whatever the hell his name is, Pete Booty, the gay mayor of South Bend. He says it's hard to look at Trump's actions and think he believes in God. I could say something really vicious here, but I won't, because Chris, my board op, is freaking out. He knows where I'd go with this. Can you imagine him telling us that we don't believe in God? And then you have Christiane Amanpour, who I mentioned in the last segment, asking James Comey why, when he was the FBI director, he didn't shut down, lock her up chants at Trump rallies. What would you do? Would you have jackbooted Nazi FBI agents? Because that's what they would be if they went into political rallies and they dragged people out for saying something that offend your delicate little communist sensibilities. Can you imagine what a dictator tyrant most of these liberals would be? And amazing how many of them are women. They want to kill Republicans. They want to murder us. They want to throw us in prison cells. They want to take our business away from us. They want to sick the IRS on us to destroy our lives. These liberal, crazy people. Some are black, some are white, some are women, some are men. But they all have the same thing in common, liberals. An obsession with controlling your life. And everything you say, and if they don't like it, you should be taken away to prison by jackbooted FBI agents. Don't forget, these are not unbiased FBI agents. These are FBI agents that make sure that the Hillary Clintons of the world never go to prison, no matter what they do. You know, this is what my father always said. What matters in life is what you do, not what you say. Words can't hurt you. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's not what Democrats think. Your actions don't matter. If you murder people, if you rape people, if you destroy their lives and rob the blind with government, that's all great. But God forbid you say a word that offends the sensibility of a liberal. They'll send jackbooted thugs with a badge into your convention to drag you away. Can you imagine? I led seven rallies, and I said it every time. Lock her up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were inside a Boston courtroom on Wednesday for their alleged roles in a college admission scandal. And as far as if we can expect any more names to come out of people that were caught up in this scandal, attorney Jonas Billboard believes the feds may be done naming names.
I think in this particular case they might be, because some people might have been smart to not get on the phone and give the conversations that the feds got.
Former Vice President Joe Biden released a video in which he acknowledged that social norms are changing and pledged to change his behavior after multiple women accused him of overly familiar physical contact.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday, the Dow was up 39 points to close at 26-18. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, the USA Radio Network, is responsible for syndicating my show. And Newsmax TV is responsible for putting my views in front of 80 million people in hour number three. Thank you, USA. Thank you, Newsmax TV. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They have what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over 2 billion in transactions. They sell discount gold, silver, and precious metals. Doesn't have a nice ring to it. Discount, meaning you get it at the best price possible, the cheapest price possible. Very smart, talented, visionary CEO, Silvano De Genova, tangible CEO I've known for over 15 years. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. Everyone needs gold and silver. You know, you're an idiot if you don't realize you need gold and silver. I'm sorry, but you'd have to be a complete blind idiot. It's a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control all over the world. The whole world in recession right now except for the United States. Thank you, President Trump. Everybody needs wealth insurance. Not only at various times in my life has almost 100% of my SEP IRA account been gold and silver, but I've got it in a safe in my house. I've got it in a safe in my office. I've got it in a safety deposit box. I am all about gold and silver because you never know what's going to happen. And if things go bad, you've got to have gold and silver. But why would you buy from a company with credibility and integrity, Wayne Root's endorsement, and buy it at a discount? Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So give them a call at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will take great care of you. And while you're on the line, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Not, you don't even have to buy anything. You don't even have to buy anything. Okay? That's the story. We've got a great guest for us. We had Corey Lewandowski in hour number one. In hour number three, we will have Anthony Scaramucci. And here in hour number two, we have Christina Layla. She is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. And she's got all the top stories trending at gatewaypundit.com. Christina, welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing well, thanks.
I'm doing great. I mean, you know, Trump was a gift to all of us, right? What would we do without Trump as president? I don't mean because he's doing so many good things. I mean because it just creates so much controversy. It's great for talk radio. It's great for your website, right?
Oh, it's so much fun. I can't imagine covering a Hillary Clinton administration.
What? How's the traffic going at Gateway Pundit, if you don't mind me asking right? publicly? You guys have big
traffic
still?
It's record numbers.
Oh, so you're actually doing better again. I know for a while there, Google was screwing up all the conservative websites and killing traffic numbers, so they're better again?
Well, so they are hitting us, and so is Facebook and all the, you know, the social media, but we're still growing because people always seek out the truth, so we're getting a lot of organic traffic, just people coming over to our site, not relying on social media, so it's all shaking out. And, of course, we would have bigger numbers if it wasn't for the censorship, but we're still doing really well.
All right, thegatewaypundit.com, great website. Always one of my top three in the morning. You know, I'll go to Drudge, I'll go to Breitbart, and I'll go to Gateway Pundit. And the truth is, I do go to the Gateway Pundit first because even Drudge, I don't think is as good now as the Gateway Pundit at picking out the best news stories. Plus, Drudge is really just an aggregator. You know, they find you a good story, you click on it, you go to it, but they don't give you any commentary on it. Whereas, you know, with a site like the Gateway Pundit, you're getting commentary from real conservatives about all the big news stories of the day, and it's always interesting commentary, and they bring you things I can't even find on Drudge. You know, like, you know what's great? Christine, I was thinking about this morning. When I woke up one morning, I saw at Gateway Pundit that the GDP of the United States for the second year in a row was an all-time record increase. It went up $800 billion in year one of Trump from year one to year two, and then in year two, it went up over $1 trillion. That's the first time $1 trillion increase in GDP for any country in the history of the world. That brightened my day, and I used that in all my commentary on radio and TV for the next couple of days. And I only found it at your site. I never saw it even at Drudge. So thank you for stuff like that.
Yeah, well, a lot of the positive news doesn't get the clicks. It's always the controversial negative stories. So everybody kind of gravitates towards those. But
I got it.
You got to give credit where credit's due.
All right, so let's talk about some of the big stories trending right now, the gateway pundit, Mitch McConnell. And I talked about this in the last few minutes. Mitch McConnell refutes Trump again and says closing the border would have catastrophic impact on the country. So here's what I said, and I'll get find out what you think. Mitch McConnell is both an angel and a devil. Right? A saint and a devil. On one hand, one of the big news stories of the day today is that he's activating the nuclear option to get all the conservative judges approved, which is great. And on the other hand, yesterday he said, sorry, Mr. Trump, there isn't going to be any repeal of Obamacare. And then today he says, sorry, Mr. Trump, we're not going to close down the Mexican border. So I think the guy is fantastic when it comes to judges. He's awful when it comes to almost everything else.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of like an open border rhino a little bit. And he does support the president. And he comes out
sometimes.
He does support Trump. He's not a Trump hater, but he's still that establishment Republican.
And, so what is this? Why do you think he wants to not close the border? I have my reasons why I believe, but let's hear you say.
It could just be about money, or what do you believe?
Yeah, I believe it's about his corporate interests. He's backed by corporations,
exactly.
Billion-dollar multinational corporations.
There you go.
And they don't care about anything except themselves and their profit margins. And if you close the border down, I think we'd win the battle, and Mexico would close the border on the other side, and all these people could come here anymore. But some of Mitch McConnell's corporate donors would get upset because they'd lose a few billion for a week. And they don't want to do that, and they don't want to take that chance. That's what I think it's about.
Yeah, they really don't serve the American taxpayers. It's whoever's donating to them and lobbying them. Those are the people who they care about the most.
Whoever writes the biggest checks, no question.
Yep.
All right, so the FBI refuses a Freedom of Information request for emails sent from CNN analyst and former Comey aide before the Roger Stone raid. So tell us what this is all about.
Okay, so the Federalist sent a FOIA request to the FBI to get emails from them on the day that Roger Stone was raided to see if there was if they got tipped off to the raid, because CNN was the only camera crew on the scene. They just so happened to be there when Roger Stone was raided by the FBI. And, of course, their reporters came out and just said, oh, it was a gut instinct and it's a hunch. We felt like he was going to get raided today, and they just happened to be there with their cameras. So the Federalists issued a FOIA request. They want to see some emails. Now, one of the guys that they sent the request to is named Josh Campbell. So Josh Campbell used to be Comey's aide. He used to work for the FBI as one of Comey's aides. He is now a CNN analyst. So we're seeing that revolving door of these guys from the FBI or from the Obama holdover, the Obama administration, going over to work for CNN or MSNBC. And the FBI refused to hand over Josh Campbell's emails.
It's unbelievable to me. I didn't even know. You know, look, there's even things that Wayne Root doesn't know, and I stare at the Internet all day long. I had no idea that that Josh Campbell was a former Comey aide working at CNN, right?
Yeah.
And so, of course, he got the tip-off from Comey that we're going to raid Roger Stone, which, by the way, wouldn't that be a crime?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is just, there's still corruption going. And this is what the whole Inspector General report was about, was all of the unauthorized leaks coming from the FBI. And they're, just because Comey's gone and it's under a new directorship, it looks like they still haven't gotten control over these leaks. And so there is a problem in the FBI that's corrupt, and the new FBI director really doesn't seem any different from the old boss.
No, because Trump is just surrounded by rhinos.
Right.
And liberals, a few liberals too, but mostly rhinos. And they're just no good. They're just no good. And that's what I generally say about Mitch McConnell. He's like the best of the rhinos because he does support Trump a lot of the time. I'll bet you it's 60-40. He probably supports Trump 60,
yeah.
Goes against him 40. But it's usually the important things he goes against him. So. And by the way, why would Mitch McConnell be against repealing Obamacare? Again, his corporate interests make billions on Obamacare. They want the government to pay for everyone's health care because they get rich. That's what it comes down to. Right? If people like my show, you know why they like my show, Christina? I educate them on the raw truth. That's what's going on in our government. It's all about corporations getting rich.
Definitely.
Let's talk about Pete. Do you know how to pronounce his last name? Is it Buttigieg? What is his last name pronounced? Do you know?
I think it's Buttigieg.
That's what someone told me. Buttigieg. Yeah, Buttigieg.
Yeah.
All right. I think Chris told me that. Chris, my board, Buttigieg. What a strange pronunciation. It just doesn't look like that. But I just call him the gay mayor of South Bend. And so He says a woman cannot be free unless she can kill her baby in a late-term abortion. Men have got to stay out of it. And that wasn't even his most controversial comment of the day. He said in a USA Today interview, he can't believe that Trump really believes in God because,
I know. And this is with his extreme beliefs on abortion. This is the new fight from the left. Is abortion, let's say in the first trimester, isn't enough. Now they're fighting to give women this, what they call right to choose in their third trimester and even up until when they are about to give birth, or even as Ralph Northam was saying, post-birth. So he's very extreme, and he's one of the new darlings of the left.
Yeah, but, these comments are not going to endear him. I could tell you the graveyard for any politician is anyone in America who says anything about God or religious people, if you put them down. That's the end of it. I remember who was the most popular guy in America in the early 90s? It was Jesse the Body Ventura. Do you remember that? Or are you too young for that?
I do. I remember.
He was a wrestler, and he got elected as the governor of Minnesota. And then he said something about religion as the opium of the masses. Anyone who believes in God and goes to church is an idiot. And he was leading in polls for president of the United States 2 years coming up. And he made that comment, and he went to zero. And no one ever thought of him as a presidential candidate again. That was the end of his career, and he was bitter after that. And I just think it's the same thing. This guy was hot, you know what, for a little while as Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg. And now he mentions this, and it's such an insult to every Christian in America who goes to church that Trump doesn't believe in God. Why? Because he wants a wall to protect our country? Crazy. Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. Her website is thegatewaypundit.com, P-U-N-D-I-T, thegatewaypundit.com. And it's really saying something, because I love Drudge, but Gateway Pundit's now my number one site every morning to go to. Thank you, Christina.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Johnny Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. So this segment, by the way, before I get to the topic of this entire segment, I have a very specific topic that's going to make you go, oh, my God. So, but first I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment. It's Ron Quarry and his book, Tenacity. Ron Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y, and his book, Tenacity. You can find it at Amazon. Go to Amazon and order Tenacity in either a book or an e-book or a Kindle version, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Believe it or not, Ron Quarry is so cool that Michael Madsen begged him to write the voice the audiobook. Michael Madsen, of course, is the big movie star of Donnie Brasco and Kill Bill and Reservoir Dogs. Very cool guy. Just kind of amazing violence, he can sum it up. I'm one of these connoisseurs of violent movies, and I'm telling you, Michael Madsen is good. He gives you some, he delivers some good violence. And so he is the actual guy who reads the book, Tenacity. So you could buy the audiobook as well. So you can either go to Amazon.com or you can go to RonQuarryAuthor.com. Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y, RonQuarryAuthor.com. But it's a great book. He's a Vegas tough guy. He's a former Marine. He fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. And the entire city tried to frame him, put him in prison for 50 years, and he came out aces, baby. Started out as a card dealer at the Tropicana and winds up one of the wealthiest men in Vegas. I mean, what a story. One of the wealthiest men in America. He owns car dealerships. He owns bars. He owns restaurants. He owns gambling establishments. Amazing. He beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. The raw truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth is in Tenacity. So go to Amazon.com, grab a copy of Tenacity by my friend Ron Quarry. So a couple things. One I want to laugh at first. Valerie Jarrett complained that the Obama White House was too macho. Can you imagine? Can you imagine even saying something so stupid? Obama was macho. And all those liberal feminine men at the Obama White House were so macho. Oh, my gosh. They're so macho. Oh, my God. Can you imagine liberals? Can you imagine what their definition of macho must be? It must be the village people. Macho, macho man. Six gay guys singing Macho Man is what they call macho. It's funny. Very funny. But also, a breathtakingly terrible idea was proposed by a very leading, important Democrat. And let's see who the Democrat is. I want to get the name for you. It's Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. And I believe he's in charge now. He's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, I believe. And this guy is so insane. This proposal is so bananas insane. He wants to tax unrealized capital gains. Now, it's not going to happen because Trump is president and we have a Republican Senate. But if the Democrats were to win in 2020, this is what we're facing. They have thousands of ideas now for raising taxes. Thousands. They're just insane. But this one could be the most breathtakingly stupid idea in the history of business. This would destroy America just like the Green New Deal. This is how crazy they all are. This is how desperate they are to get your money. He wants to tax unrealized capital gains. So Wainwright buys, just for argument's sake, to make it simple, Wainwright buys $1 million of a stock. Just to keep it simple, $1 million. And the stock goes up, and so I make $100,000. But I didn't make anything because I don't sell it. Until you sell it, you haven't made anything. Next month, it might go down and you're negative $200,000. The month after that, it goes up again, you're positive $300,000. The month after that, it goes down, you're down $300,000. You could lose the whole million next year. After this year, at one point, the million was turned into $1.5 million. Until the day you sell it, how could it be taxed? He wants to tax it as it goes up. If the year ends and it's up, you would owe taxes on it. And so to put it in terms the average American can understand, because most Americans don't even own stock, or outside of the retirement account, they certainly don't, but I think it's easier if I mention in terms of real estate. You own a home, and it's worth $100,000, and the market goes nuts, and it goes up, 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 and now the $100,000 house is worth $200,000. You're living in it. You've never sold it. You don't enjoy the money. The money's not in your bank account. The money's not in your pocket. The money isn't even in your safety deposit box. There is no money. The house just happens to be up. He would say, you owe the taxes on the $100,000 the house went up this year. But you could argue, I didn't sell it. Let me give you a Wainwright example. Years and years ago, in the early 2000s, I bought a beautiful house in, I sold my house in Malibu, California on the beach. And I bought a beautiful house in Las Vegas. And it actually went up. I shouldn't even admit things like this. It went up from $2 million to $4 million. And then it went down to $1.2 million. And from 2002 to 2006, it went up, it doubled from $2 million to $4 million. I owned a $4 million mansion. And then by 2009, 2010, it wasn't even worth the original $1.7 million I paid for it. It was down to $1.2 million. Did I ever make a dollar on that mansion, or did I lose millions? Desperate. Insane. Desperate. There's nothing they wouldn't do to steal your money. Nothing. Today's Democratic Party, folks. Crazy, crazy stuff. And there's no question in my mind that they would drive this country into Venezuela if given the chance to run the ship. We'd become the Titanic. We'd become the Poseidon Adventure. They'd run the ship right into an iceberg and kill us all. Insane people. Wayne Allred, War Now, Newsmax TV coming up right now. You can watch me on national TV now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
90.